You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
And they stink at that age.
I didn't realize how much I stunk.
Yeah.
But I...
They stink.
I did. Like, a lot of stink.
Yeah.
All right?
Stink, stank, thonk.
Find out about masturbation, all of a sudden you stink. Anyways, that's weird. I don't know why I said that. We'll probably have to cut that out of there. But anyways, timestamp it. Anyways. I smell like BO and cum. This is weird.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
I just gleeked.
I know, I felt it.
I gleeked. Like a snake.
Okay, you don't have to keep doing it.
There was a girl I went to high school with. Her name was Sasha, and she could gleek like a camel.
Like on command?
Like, beak. She used to like curl her tongue and she'd go.
It is kind of an odd skill.
Anyways, I did try to practice
I'm good
it.
Now.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. I think we've already started.
I was known in school for that.
You're, for gleeking?
You're a gleeker?
Oh, that's gleeking cheek.
Oh, there goes the gleeker. That's what you were known for?
No school.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's such a gleek.
Wow.
Do you mean geek? No.
No, he's a gleeker. Every time people are walking, they're just fucking slipping everywhere.
Oh, God.
You're a gleeker? I love it. Can you gleek on command?
Can you do it right now?
Do it. Away from the camera.
What? I didn't see it.
I need something sweet to do it. Oh,
if you can't see it, then you can't be a gleeker.
Twice,
oh yeah. No, we can just wait.
Sweets to fill the gland up.
Really? Yeah.
I got candy upstairs. I got candy upstairs. You want a gleek upstairs?
Well, Halloween.
Can't let. Well, as soon as this podcast is over, we're gonna go upstairs and we're gonna gleek.
You will show us.
You will show us your glands.
Oh my God.
Anyways, let's start this podcast.
Okay. Started.
And we're ready.
I think that we're probably going to leave the beginning in. Okay, so I have a couple stories for you that I've literally not told you because I've saved them for the podcast just because I feel like they're good. Okay, so I have to find them because I have lost them. Oh, okay. So the first one is...
Can we do it? I love you and you're annoying.
For fuck's sake. Okay, yeah, go for it.
No?
Yeah, go.
I love you. And you're annoying.
Okay.
You know what annoys me about you? And I mean this like,
with love.
It's cute. There's a part of it, it's cute. And then there's another part of me, it's like, man, she doesn't know what she's talking about. When we go looking at houses, which we just did, you always have this conversation about like, as soon as we walk in, it's like, well, we'll tear this wall down and we'll tear this down and we'll rebuild this kitchen. Oh, this floor's got to go. And I'm sitting here like, okay. That's 20 grand. That's 50 grand. That's 70 grand. I'm like, yeah, let's put an offer in full price. Like that bothers me. But I think everybody does that. That's not what really dints my dick. What really dints my dick is when I'll make a comment to you and I'll be like, oh, we can do this, this, and this. And you're like, that's way too expensive. And I mean this respectfully, Brittany, in my head, I'm like, you have no fucking clue how expensive that is. you have no idea how much the construction of that particular project is going to cost. And I said, well, okay, well, what's too expensive for you? Well, I don't know. That could cost a lot of money. How much do you think that would cost? We just looked at this house and there is a strip in this backyard. It is 10 feet long or 10 feet wide by 50 feet long. And it's unused space. It's trees and there's mature trees. I get it. You like it. And I'm like, you know what we could do? We could use this area. We could level it out, flatten it out, put concrete there, and we can build a pool house there. No, we're not going to do that. You know how expensive that is? I'm like, yeah, actually, I know exactly how much this thing is going to cost. Do you have any clue how much it's going to cost?
That's actually not what I said. I said, I don't want to remove the trees. I didn't say anything about expense. I said, I don't want to get rid of those mature trees because they're privacy trees.
Anyways,
it's not. And like, fine, fair. I don't know. But when I'm going through the house and I'm like, oh, we'd have to rip this out. We have to do that. I'm like, in my head, I'm adding up the expenses that we'd have to do.
No, you're adding up the projects. You're not adding up the expenses.
I'm not saying it out loud. I'm saying we have to account for the fact that we'd have to do this, 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 and this. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, after we put an offer in, this isn't worth it because we'd have to do all of these things. Like, I'm not saying that I would do all these things and be like, oh, well, I guess it's free. Like, I know I'm saying those things because those are projects that we'd have to account for.
Yeah. And the other thing that annoys me, by the way, you're looking phenomenal today.
Thanks.
You really do.
Thank you.
I like how you've done this. This is like, you know, when you talk about like,
are you just saying this so that you can talk shit about me right after and it's not going to be so bad?
No.
Like, I feel Brittany, like that's what's happening.
I'm not a gaslighter.
Don't touch me.
I just don't look like you. You look well put together. Anyways, here's the other thing that annoys me about you is like when we are looking at these houses and you'll say something like, these floors have to go. And I'm like, yeah, well, they're livable. Like I agree. I don't like the floors. Nope. They got to go. I wouldn't even move into this house until these floors are gone.
No, we'll
bridge finance.
That's not what I said.
For 30 days. And before we even move in, we're ripping these floors out.
I said, if we were to move here, I'd want to do the floors before we move in because that's a huge project. And by the time you get all of your shit in, the likelihood of you doing the floors, it's going to be so much more work.
Bang on. Bang, you're absolutely right, but that's not what I have a problem with. It's the idea of I would not move into this house with these floors.
Can you go back to these floors?
These floors are livable. Like this is a workable floor. There's nothing wrong with these floors. You might not like the color of them, but they can't be like, I'd never move here with these floors.
No, I didn't say that.
And the best part about the floors, I just noticed the floors that we just looked at, you didn't like. We have those floors.
I didn't say I didn't like
this is the color of the floor.
They are the same floors.
This is the exact same floor.
I said they just weren't installed.
They gotta go. They gotta go. We picked these.
I said they weren't installed correctly.
Anyways.
You could literally bounce on the floors.
It's like, a floating floor.
It's a what?
It's a floating floor.
It's a floating floor.
No, it is.
It's a floating floor.
If it's not hardwood, it's a floating floor.
Hey, it's fine. It's just a floating floor.
It's a floating floor.
what was the thing that we were just talking about? The Australian like down. Oh God. Hormone alarm. Like an Australian. Oh, do you need a new hormone alarm?
What is that? Well, when were you guys talking about that?
I don't know. When we hang out without you.
Oh.
It would just say like homeowner loan, but there's a whole skit in this guy does it in Australian. He's like, oh, I'd like to apply for a new homeowner loan. Sounds so funny.
It's like bacon and beer can with a Jamaican accent. They're the same word. Bacon.
Yes. So can I do mine? Because I have a list as well.
No. Tell the stories that you haven't even shared.
I am also going to do this.
Wow, the language.
Okay, so.
Hide your children.
Surprise, surprise. It's about laundry. So on the weekend, we do this thing where I'm like, hey, can we take this day to just get caught up? And you're like, yeah. I ask you 3 or 4 times.
That's me saying no, by the way.
I don't care. You have to do it. You're an adult. And I ask you to help me with the kids' laundry. And you're like, yep, no problem. So you fold. This is last week, by the way.
Yep.
You fold in the main floor. You fold all of Cooper's laundry.
Check. Laundry. Yep.
And then you leave it there. And then it's been days and days and days. And then finally I put it in the basket that's on the main floor. And then the basket stays there for days and days and days. And then I bring it upstairs and it stays on the top of the landing for days. And then I end up putting it away. Like part of doing those things as a partner is to finish the tasks. You were like,
I did half of it. You did the other half of it. That sounds like a partnership.
No, are you kidding?
What?
Then I'll fold all of the laundry and keep it there. You can put it all away. Cause that's the annoying part.
Putting it away is the annoying part.
You don't.
Cooper said to me, Dad, can you just leave my stuff in my basket? I'd like to look through it like that.
No, you are like the king of the 90%. like finishing the task at 90%.
We have two children. I don't go 90%.
last night I was like, you're like, hey, is this laundry dirty? I'm like, yeah, it's Cooper's. It needs to go downstairs. Can you please bring it down? We have to do it. You're like, got it. You take the laundry basket and he fucking brings it downstairs and just leaves it on the floor. I'm like, did you put it in the laundry? He was like, no, I brought it downstairs. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I fucking did it. Like
you, this is the problem. This is the problem. Oh. You tell 90% of the story.
What are you talking about?
I brought it downstairs and my phone went off and I left it there to attend work.
Hold on. It was 8:30. Was this a pressing thing that you couldn't leave for 2 seconds?
How would I know?
Was this a pressing thing? You could look at your phone. You say, sorry, I got a text message.
I'm not a psychic.
Sorry, I got a text message. You look at your phone. Okay, no problem.
I didn't look at my phone. My phone was in the other room. I went to the other room to get to my phone to look at it. And then I sat down and I started answering my work phone.
This is my problem. I feel like I have to, like, I continue to ask these things. And then it makes me feel like I'm this, like, annoying, like, I'm just always harping on you. Like, I don't want to do that. Well, then maybe just do it the first time. So I don't have to continue to ask you to do things. Like, it's so frustrating.
What I'm hearing is there's a neglect to acknowledge the fact that you used to ask me to do all of it and I do none of it. And now I'm doing at least half of it. Do the laundry, take it from the washing machine to the dryer, fold it. That's a lot of the work.
But baby, the difference is that
you yelling at me on this podcast, I did none of those things. Like I have elevated my game. Like if you think about it, there's five steps to it. I'm
actually so annoyed right now.
I'm doing 60% of the work.
I said, hey, Bri, I've already done 2-3 loads. I need you to do this load of Cooper's. What you're not telling the whole story is that I've already like done the laundry, switched it over, folded and put it all away already. And I'm asking you to do one out of the 4 loads, the complete thing.
Yeah.
And you don't do it.
Oh, that is annoying. There's no doubt about it. That's annoying. And I acknowledge that that's annoying.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm actually getting so mad. Okay, let's get to my funny stories. So first of all, last week.
Pace setter.
I was, we can continue to talk about how annoying it is. Like if you want to continue about.
No. Set the pace. Let's go. Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have 3 different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice. Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too, don't worry. Everyone actually stinks, and it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay, thank you for that. But the best part is, you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi Whole Body Deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 5-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
Yesterday, or it was this week, I was picking up Riley from school. And I'm walking and there's already older kids outside waiting for their parents to pick them up. Like, the bell hasn't gone yet. So, like, the parents are all waiting around. And there's these two kids, I would say grade 5, maybe grade 6. And I hear the one kid just chewing out his friend loud enough for everyone to hear. Like, his purpose is to make his friend look like an idiot. And his friend is wearing cologne. So his friend's like, why are you wearing perfume, man? You smell like a fucking idiot. Just like reaming him out. Okay.
He's like, knowing boys, he didn't say fucking idiot.
He did. He said, you smell like a fucking idiot.
What does an idiot smell like?
I don't know.
That's what I would have responded.
So this kid is clearly like, what do you mean, man? Like, it's Axe. It's Axe. Like, it's cologne. He's like, you said perfume. He's like, it's Axe. And this kid's like, what's Axe? He's like, it's cologne. And this kid did not know what Axe was. And so he's just like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's Axe, blah, blah, blah. So he's just chewing his friend out. So I'm walking ahead of them. And I hear eventually his friend, who's the asshole, is like, miss. Because I turned around at one point.
You're miss?
I'm miss. I know.
Yes.
At least I'm not ma'am. Like, he was like, miss, this kid's wearing perfume. And I was so fucking mad for this child because he's so embarrassed. So I turned to the kid and I was like, oh, it's cologne. I said, and men wear cologne, like little boys do not. And he was like, well, like, he said it's perfume. I'm like, what do you wear? Like, do you smell like your shitty jock strap? Like, I was so pissed. And then I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. Like, he's on the schoolyard. But the friend.
He's 12.
Was now. I was mad because this kid was so embarrassed. And, yeah. I probably shouldn't have said that. But I was like, I was pissed off. And I wanted.
Yeah, well, you look stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking moron.
Yeah. I did. I was like, you probably smell like your shitty, stinky jock strap. And he was like, ooh. And so then his friend was like, you could see that he was like, yeah, that old lady just fucking dissed you. Whatever. It's fine. And so then the kid who was embarrassing him got embarrassed and was like, well, I'm just saying it's perfume. Like, he's a loser's perfume. And I was like, I was just having none of his shit. And then I like walked away and then I was like overanalyzing everything that I said. And then I was like, oh man, like, what if he goes home and like tells his mom? But at the end of the day, I feel like if a mom came up to me and was like, hey, my son that said that you, I'd be like, yeah, he was being a dick. Like, to be honest, he was being a dick. Should I have swore? Probably not. But maybe teach your son to be less of an asshole and then you wouldn't have to say anything.
Here's what I think happened, because I'm going to analyze this as if this is what you do. You watch people, you observe, and you create a story around this. Here's what I think's happening. He's wearing cologne because he likes this girl. This is my thing. He likes this girl, or this girl likes him, or he's about to start dating this girl or whatever.
Or boy.
Or he likes someone.
Yeah.
And you don't, as a boy, you put cologne on at that point in time in your life when you're like, now I want to elevate my game a little bit here.
And they stink at that age.
I didn't realize how much I stunk.
Yeah.
But
they stink.
I did. And then, like, a lot of stink.
Yeah.
Right?
Stink, stink, stonk.
Find out about masturbation, and all of a sudden you stink. Anyways, that's weird. I don't know why I said that. We'll probably have to cut that out of there. But anyways, timestamp it. Anyways. I smell like BO and cum. This is weird. anyways.
Welcome to my adolescence.
Anyways, so he probably has a crush. Yeah, and is wanting to elevate his game in that space. And this friend of his isn't ready for him to have a crush.
Right.
This friend of him wants him to be just like what, like they've always been. Things change. And when things change, as boys, we used to always say this, Jake, you would remember this. Oh man, you've changed, right? Yeah. That was the comment that you used to make.
That was a diss.
That was a diss. You've changed. You changed. Oh, have a drink. I don't want to drink. Oh, you've changed. Yeah. Oh, give me a drink. I'll take 5.
Yeah.
Right. This is what we do as men. We harp each other. We make fun of each other. We belittle each other. This is what we do. And it's not fair. Cause what it actually is when you belittle somebody, you are literally taking the mask off and saying, I'm insecure about myself and I'm going to make you feel insecure because I'm insecure.
For sure.
And it's not until you're an adult that you recognize when someone chirps me, when an adult male chirps me, I'll deal with it. I'll be like, yeah. But in my head, I'm like, oh bro, you got some problems, man.
Insecurities.
You got some serious insecurities. If you're going to be harping on me for nothing, hey, you're nice tight shirt, man. I'm like, thanks. I put on some weight. Like, right. What do you want me to say? I'm not going to get a new wardrobe because I put 10 pounds on.
But I agree. That's exactly what was going through my head. I was like, his friend, whatever. He wants to make a fool of him. He probably has a crush. But it was just so annoying. I was like, I'm not letting this little shit.
Good for you.
Not letting this little shit get away with
this. You know, good for you.
Thank you.
I did the same thing in high school. And I think I've shared this story. I won't use any names. But I remember because girls sometimes do it too. Mm-hmm. Girls are not as nice as people think they are. But anyways, there was
no one thinks girls are nice.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, girls are not as nice as guys think they are, okay. Right? Because we grow up thinking that we're the mean ones. But when we get older, we realize, wow, girls are not nice to each other.
Agreed.
I remember this girl making fun of this boy in high school, grade 9. She came in. I was in grade 10. She came in. Guy in front of her, or she was in front of me. He was in front of her. We're going down the stairs. Well, maybe she was trying to impress me. I was relatively popular at the time. Maybe she was trying to impress me, but she made some comment towards him and it was really, really mean. And I said, because I knew who she was, I said, are you so-and-so? And she says, yeah, I am. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? She's like, what? I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are talking to him like that? And everything changed because I know for a matter of fact, she was trying to be cool. Mm-hmm. And she just recognized this isn't cool. Mm. And it's not cool.
I always wonder, like, if she remembers this scenario in the way that you're retelling it, or if she remembers that as like this fucking guy, Ryan Osfey, thinks he's like, he owns a school and nothing happens under Ryan Osfey's.
Yes, she could.
You know what I mean? Like, I do think about that.
Ryan Osteloser.
So, but, or maybe she doesn't.
Ryan Osteoporosis.
Maybe she doesn't even remember it. Like, it's just a wild thing to think about, right? Something that is so memorable to you, that moment, she might not remember at all.
We talked about this on a podcast not too long ago. I love when these things happen. So I knew a guy, his name was Mark. He was in my grade 9 class, and Mark, in like, I don't know, grade 12 OAC, had this girlfriend and he's madly in love with her. And they broke up and she broke up with him. She cheated on him and he was devastated. And he wasn't a buddy of mine. I would say, yeah, he just wasn't a buddy of mine, but he's a human being and he was hurt. And so I could see it on his face. So I asked him what was going on and he told me, and I said something that was so simple because I have to dumb it down for men. I said, well, let me ask you something, Mark. I'm like, did you love her? He's like, yeah. I'm like, did you have a good time with her? And he said, yeah. I'm like, you got great memories? He said, yeah. I was like, did you have sex with her? He's like, yeah. I'm like, did she get pregnant? He's like, no. I'm like, then you win. You had everything that you would ever want from a relationship. Now just take that same thing and move it on to another relationship.
How old were you?
When
were
OAC.
Oh, okay. High school.
So I just thought that was like easy, right? Like, I'm just trying to make this guy feel better. Like, you got to have sex with this girl. Like, that's cool.
It's cool, yeah.
In like high school, that's cool to have sex, right? I'm like, you got to have sex. You didn't have a baby. Now she broke up. She cheated on you. So clearly she's not someone you want to marry because she cheated on you already.
At least you didn't have a kid with her.
So you dodged a bullet. You got to have sex with this girl and you had some good times. Consider it a win. Move it on to the next relationship and you're a winner. And I left it at that. And years later, my sister was cleaning his teeth because she was a hygienist. And
I hope so.
And he said, Ostafi, are you related to Michelle Ostafi? Yeah, she's just randomly cleaning some guy's teeth. Get in here.
Tell me your story.
Yeah. I don't know you, but I want to hear your stories. And she said, are you Ryan Ostafi's sister? And she said, yes. And he said, your brother saved me in high school.
Wow.
I was devastated. I was at the lowest I could possibly be. And he just made it make so much sense to me. And I was able to move on. It was a nothing comment to me. I would never have remembered it had my sister not told me this. I would be like, right. Oh yeah, I remember telling them that. That was simplified.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. Like, did you recall this story prior to your sister bringing up the story?
No, but I do have a really good memory. So as soon as she told me, I'm like, yeah, I know who he is. And I'm like, oh yeah. His girlfriend cheated on him. She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I remember talking to him about that.
Okay.
It's a cool story.
So my second story is we're reading with Riley at night, and Riley is like, she's struggling a little bit with reading. And I think that the pandemic had a huge part in that. So
I also think she's
not the best reader, but we are really working with her. So she's doing great. She definitely has the skills now to sound it out. And if there's a longer word, she'll separate the word and like go through it. So we're reading this book and the word is cockroach.
Yeah. Tell me how she broke this word.
She's like, okay, good. And then so then she covers up roach and she's like, cock. Okay, and I'm like, I'm right beside her and I'm like, I'm so immature. And then she covers up, she's like, roach, cockroach. And I'm fucking crying and I'm so immature. And then I'm like, it's cockroach. And she's like, oh yeah, cockroach. And I've literally mentally, I took my phone, I was right beside her. I was like, I wrote down cockroach because I needed to tell you this story. But it's just so funny and it's so similar because she doesn't know what cock means right now. Thank God. If she was like cock, I would be like, we're having a different conversation right now.
It's amazing.
Oh my God. I was laughing so hard, but then I felt bad because I hope she didn't think I was laughing at her. I was just laughing at how inappropriate that was.
You know what my favorite thing in school was, is when people had to read the word organism in school all the time, because
orgasm.
Every time you read organ, if you're reading it fast, and you know, when like teacher, like, always. All right, here you got this paragraph, and then person behind you got this paragraph. You count to the paragraph 100%. That you have, right? So you're never really listening to what anyone is saying because you're just hyper focused on not getting what your paragraph is wrong.
Yeah.
I remember sitting beside Nathan Drury in grade 8 and Miss Johnson came in to teach science class and we had to all put up our hands, whatever. And he just kept saying orgasm and orgasm and orgasm and we're all dying. And he doesn't even realize he's not reading the right word.
Poor thing.
And so he had in his poor paragraph had like 3 orgasms in it. And I'm like, I'm busting it. I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. It's like, oh, yeah, so the photosynthesis happens within the orgasm. And this is, I'm like, oh, my God, Nathan, stop saying it, buddy. And I didn't want to interrupt him because I knew if I interrupted him, he'd already pre-read his paragraph. God. I'd totally fuck him up at that point in time. But anyways,
I do that with incense. Like sometimes I say incest and I'm like, fuck, that's not the right one.
Yeah. Or is it?
No. What? No.
What?
No. I don't think so. I don't think I've ever meant to say that. Anyways, okay, so I want to briefly discuss this just because it's prevalent right now in pop culture. Britney Spears has her book released. The Woman in Me, I think is what it's called. First of all, I find it so bizarre that Michelle Williams...
has a woman living inside her? I do too.
That Michelle Williams is reading her book. Like, the author of the book isn't reading the Audible book. Like, I just find that so bizarre. I know. Oh my
God. Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek?
No, yes. That's but hold on. Who the fuck was I just talking to? And we had the same conversation. And then, oh God, it's going to bother me. Then they're like the tennis player.
Serena Williams.
Like, no, yeah. That's what I forget who Venus said that. I was laughing so hard.
The Williams sisters.
Was it DK who said that?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Oh my God.
I was laughing so hard. Anyways, yeah, it's Michelle Williams reading it. She is the audio version. She reads the book.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks.
What? You're not into it? It's not not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
Which I just find so bizarre because...
But most people don't read their own book in audio.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's not.
Very true.
No, but I think what's weird for me is that, like, everybody knows that Britney Spears is going through some serious mental health issues for the past little while. For me, we talked about this. She obviously has a ghostwriter, if she even wrote the book, that helps her. Like, these are my stories. And then a writer comes in and helps you write the book, which is usually what happens anyways. If you're not like a full writer, that's fine. I just find it really hard to wrap my head around Britney Spears writing a book in the mental state that she's in right now. Like, those don't happened at the same time for me. Like, people are going to be like, she fucking wrote. I love Britney Spears. I just find she clearly, whatever she's going through, it doesn't seem like she's in the right state of mind. And if she's not projecting that, how is she able to write this book? And some of the excerpts of the book are wild. Like I was telling you about it, like the one part she like insinuates that Justin Timberlake has like the smallest dick. Yeah. It's sad. Like I think she says, and then the first time she said, are you going to put it in?
No, and she said, just tell me when you put it in. And he says, it's already in.
And then my world changed forever. And I'm like, I don't know if that does take it out of context or she was like, holy shit. Like, this is the dick I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
See, people
I can't feel it.
People forget that when they broke up, she had insinuated that he had a small penis at that point in time. Yeah. And by the way, who gives a shit? But she had insinuated they had a small penis, and his grandma came to his defense and said, I've seen his penis. It's just a normal sized penis. There's nothing wrong with his penis. And I'm sitting here. I remember when it happened being like, of all the people in the world to come to my defense, my mom and my grandma are the two people I do not want to be like, 100%. Ryan's got a normal sized penis. In fact, I've seen it hard once.
Yeah.
Like when he used to walk around when he was the baby all the time. And I thought proportionally speaking, that's quite the penis he's got there. It might not have grown since then, but like, so I feel bad for Justin Timberlake because if he does have it, who gives a shit? But like, why does anyone need to know that?
Yeah.
That sucks.
There's another excerpt. And I don't know how much validity is to this. So I don't want to like perpetuate misinformation, but somebody like there's a whole bunch of TikToks on it and there's people in the comments speculating, but they're her song. Every time she wrote this song, and I showed you this today and you didn't remember the song, so it doesn't have as much of an impact as I thought it would, but it's a really, really. Time I talk your yeah. Way. No. Anyways, that's the one. And there's when it came out, everybody thought that it was about the breakup with Justin Timberlake or her boy. I think it was about Justin Timberlake. But it has just come out that she wrote it for her baby. So she had an abortion. So her and Justin Timberlake, she got pregnant. She had an abortion. And that wasn't news. Like when she had an abortion, the world knew. Like she had come out.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, it was. Like I read it. Like it was common knowledge that she had an abortion.
I guess I'm wrong.
But she didn't really talk about it much more. But the song, the lyrics in that song, now that you know that it's about the baby, is, and like part of the lyrics are coming from the baby's perspective, is truly so sad. And I think it's wild that she's sat on this information for so long. Like she hasn't told anyone, maybe just her closest friends know, like that the part of the song is about the unborn child, but it's heartbreaking. And then it just got me thinking, like,
this doesn't make any sense to me.
What?
It doesn't make any sense to me because if the whole world knew that she had an abortion, which I don't remember knowing that.
Yeah.
The music video clearly shows a woman in the hospital with a baby. So why would we ever think that it was not about that?
No. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a part of it. Like some of the lyrics, it sounds like she's talking about the boyfriend. Mm. Okay. It's not until you know that it's the baby that you're okay. So like here it says, okay, the first lines are notice me, take my hand. Why are we strangers when our love is strong? Why carry on without me? Mm-hmm. That made it seem like she's like, notice me, like I want to be with you to her boyfriend or whatever. But it's actually like
the baby
being like, why are you carrying on without me? Like, why did you let me go? Like, it's so tough. And I was just like, oh my God, it was a lot.
You know, the world today has changed drastically in positive ways and in negative ways. What society did to this poor girl.
God, it's so fucked up.
When she was a teenager and early 20s, when she was at like, let's discover who I am as a woman. What they did to her is appalling.
I know.
You listen to some of these interviews and they flat out ask her, you know, did you get your tits done?
Like, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about your breasts. And she's like, what do you want to talk about? Like, are they real or are they not real? Like, why would you have that conversation with a 21-year-old girl? And then talking about her being like a slut because Justin Timberlake came out with that song when he first left NSYNC and had that one song.
Crimea River
was apparently about her cheating on him. And like she was painted as this like terrible human being who cheated on Justin Timberlake. And it's, I do find it quite revealing that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, what Jessica Biel has nothing to do with it, are like, hey, we respectfully, that was the past. We're not going to talk about it. Well, no shit, you're not going to talk about it. You don't look very good in it.
Mm.
Right. But society, and then Britney Spears had that like TV show where like last year they had that documentary where she came out and they were talking about.
She wasn't in that. Like,
it no, was but it was about her. Clips. It was yeah. about her. And Free it's just Britney like, or... wow. Like, wow. What?
No wonder she's so fucked up what she had to go through. Like how she's obviously been self-medicated. She's went through the
conservatorship.
Yeah, conservatorship. She is like, who do I trust? So there's a part in her book I heard in the excerpts on TikTok where it's basically talking about her parents had always made her feel like she was doing something wrong. Like it could not, she could never please them. Like she fully like,
but a lot of kids them. Think no, that no, way.
That's fair. She talks about this one moment where she asked her mom to babysit her kids so she could go out drinking, I think with Paris Hilton. That I think that's who it was, because that's where they're showing pictures with. She's like, I came home that night and I was super drunk. Like that's what it was. I was a young person. I was super drunk. I did the responsible thing, forgetting care for my kids so that I didn't come home and they didn't see their mom inebriated. And I got home and my mom was like, you're so fucking wasted, and made me feel so ashamed. And it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, like I'm not allowed to have fun. I need to only be this person in this light. I'm not allowed to do this over here. And it was just like a snowball effect that had like her just spiraling. I'm like, I can't imagine all of the shit that she went through. And now everyone's like, oh, she's so fucked up. Well, yeah, of course she is. Like, she probably is so self-medicated, or maybe not self-medicated. How do you come back? Like, where's your baseline?
She's in the biggest mansion prison you've ever seen in your entire life. Oh my God.
She's so unwell.
She is. I remember Nick Cannon coming out and talking about when he was married with Mariah Carey. It would cost them $200,000 to go away on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they had to rent the entire resort. They had to have security. Like,
you have to trust everyone. You have to go through all of the.
We just heard this thing from Ben Affleck, and Ben Affleck was talking about, he's like, I am an artist. I want people to see the work that I'm doing. I want people to feel my emotions and to feel my expression. But I don't need to. I don't need this celebrity thing. In fact, I don't want to
be famous.
I don't want to be famous.
Like, I want my art right.
Fame has done nothing for me, but I am an artist. And as an artist, you need an audience, and I need an audience, and I want an audience. It's not because I'm a narcissist. It's not because I'm all of these things. He said, I'm an artist and I want to express my art this way. And I want to see a reaction from my audience. But the fame part, I don't need it. I don't want it. You can have it, take it back. And there's this saying, I'd rather be rich than rich and famous.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the ability to do these things and not be recognized and not be known, because you get to that level of celebrity,
you can't come back.
You're in a prison. You're constantly in a prison. Okay. Everybody wants your photo. Everyone wants your autograph. Everybody's trying to slander you. TMZ is going all over the place for you. And like the idea that these things exist, Ashton Kutcher just came out. Now I know he's not really good in public right now. But he just came out and he was talking about how when they were in that 70s show, they would go out afterwards and they'd party and they'd have a great time. But nobody had cell phones. Nobody had cameras. You could be a kid. You could have fun. You could party like crazy animals and get away with so many things. He's like, today's youth that are famous don't have any of that. And I would hate to be them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But let's talk about celebrity, because there's some things that are happening right now. And I think the world of celebrities is so weird and so twisted. And I am a bit of a conspiracy theorist. But there's a couple of things that are happening in this. And I think it's so, so weird. Now, there's a lot of things that are happening in this world today. I'm not going to step over the real heavy stuff that's happening in the world today. We are not the platform to have those conversations. Those hard conversations are left for you and your family to have, not for us to interject. It doesn't really matter what we think about those things. So I'm going to skip over those, but I don't want to skip over it to a point where people don't recognize that we are having these conversations in our house. Respectfully, we're not going to have it on this platform.
We're not investigative journalists either. Like, I just, people get very, very on public platforms to speak about world events. I've never spoken about world events in the seriousness that they are.
Correct.
And so, I don't want to misinformation's huge too, oh my right? God. Like, anyways, let's continue.
We know a narrative that we're told. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily the narrative. It's on narrative. Anyways, going to this conspiracy side with fame, there's a couple of things, and they're like, you know, you scratch your head and you're like, wow, this is how it's done. So if you're famous, you have publicists, mm-hmm. you have a team of people that curate everything that you do and how you do it and spin and spin and spin. They're literally spin doctors, like
that's such a good band,
right? The spin doctors was a good band.
So good.
So there's this theory because Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are now dating, right? Mm-hmm. It's now public knowledge, and the NFL, and I happen to be an NFL lover, is like just spending way too much time on this space. But here's the theory. So before this, the world tour that was going on where she's going to make billions of dollars, the biggest concert in the history of ever. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. You guys, you're doing an unbelievable job. But before the Travis Kelce thing came on, if you typed in Taylor Swift jets, mm-hmm. you'd see how much carbon emissions she has. Because right now, global warming is a big conversation that we're having. And you're seeing these mega, mega, mega stars with their private jets flying all over the place with CO2 emissions all over the place. Well, Taylor Swift was getting like absolutely crushed when it comes to CO2 emissions with her jet. Now you type in Taylor Swift jets, you see her at the New York Jets so football game.
But like, do I think that this was on purpose and they set up like, and then in 2023, you're going to start dating Kelce? Like, fuck no.
I do.
I don't.
I do. I definitely do. And here's another conspiracy. So you remember this. I remember this. Everybody remembers this. Walt Disney, the whole rumor about Walt Disney was that he went into cryogenic
frozen
chamber. He didn't die. He froze his body. He knew he was going to die, but he knew eventually modern medicine would get to a point where it could keep him alive. So Austin Powers, he froze himself until Dr. Evil came back. Right. So everybody knew that, well, and not everyone knows. It's never been like, yes, that's happened. But everybody knew the story that Walt Disney froze himself. What happens? Walt Disney comes out with Corporation comes out with a movie called Frozen.
And now that's what.
So when you type in Walt Disney Frozen, you see Elsa, you see Anna, you see the entire team of the Frozen team, and you no longer see or hear or read about Walt Disney being frozen. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing that I just saw, and I said this to you. I'm like, this is total bullshit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I love you. I was a wrestling fan. I am a wrestling fan.
Are you publicly saying this is your opinion?
This is my opinion.
Oh.
This is my opinion.
What?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, not too long ago, people have like this shortest memory ever. Not too long ago, the entire Maui was burnt down,
right?
And a couple days after Maui was burnt down, Oprah Winfrey and The Rock came out on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, on all these things and said, we're going to start this charity. 100% of the profits are going to go to the people of Maui to rebuild Maui. And they got it blew up in not the right way.
Okay.
Everyone was like, you're a billionaire. The Rock's almost a billionaire. You live in Maui. You have property in Maui. Neither of your houses burnt down. Oprah hired her own fire department to make sure that her house didn't burn down during these fires. They just got absolutely roasted.
But I don't understand why, because isn't the whole thing for them to raise money to like help?
The whole idea was you can dig into it. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of it, but if you look into it, it's a charity. That charity has board of director people. Those people were making hundreds of thousands of dollars to have this charity. And here's what people don't realize. If I give a donation more than $20, I get a tax receipt back from that. The more I give to charity, the more taxable benefit that is for me. Walmart's, Tim Hortons, these big corporations, they say, donate your money. And then we're going to put it towards these charities. What we, the average consumer, don't realize is every time we put $2 of our own money, they take our money, they go to this charity, they donate that money, and they get all of the tax return back from that. And so everybody was losing their mind saying, Oprah, you're a billionaire. The Rock, you have almost $1 billion net worth, according to this. Why do you need our money? Okay. We're in a recession. We're in almost a depression. Inflation's through the roof. Cost of living's through the roof. People don't have money to do anything. You guys are billionaires and all your friends are billionaires. Ask your friends to donate money. You live in Maui. You donate it. Anyways, the world was losing their mind and PR was like, oh my God, what do we do? Oprah being Oprah, she attacks it right off the bat. The Rock, silent. Now, 3 weeks ago, you type in The Rock, you get the Maui story. Mm-hmm. Now you type in The Rock, what do you get?
I didn't know this until you told me.
Now what do you get? You get a wax figure. Some woman in the UK made a wax figure of The Rock and made him a Caucasian man. It sounds funny because The Rock's not Caucasian.
Yeah.
But she made him Caucasian. He actually looks like Vin Diesel.
He does.
He looks like Vin Diesel. It's a phenomenal wax figure. Yeah. He looks like Vin Diesel. And I look at this and I think, wow, who concocted this story to get The Rock back into the light of The Rock is cool. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves The Rock. And if you look at it, The Rock was The Rock. He was doing his own thing. This thing happens. All of a sudden, boom, he's back in the WWE universe. He's talking about wrestling Roman Reigns in WrestleMania. Everyone's talking about The Rock coming back to wrestling. It's like, oh, PR Rock wrestling, PR Rock wrestling. Oh, that didn't track. That didn't trend. Okay, let's talk about Madame Cusseau's wax figure of The Rock being a Caucasian man. It's all a distraction. It's all like, we have negative publicity. Who can spin a story that will get The Rock first page SEO on Google talking about something that has nothing to do with the Maui fires? We've got to forget about that.
This is a show. It's called Flack. It's with Anna Paquin. So it's all about PR. So she works for a PR firm and she literally spins stories for celebrities, for public figures, so that they can really lay out exactly what happens. It's fucked. Like, and you know what's scary is that you're right. There probably is a certain amount of truth to this. Well, we know PR, like PR exists. There's fixers. It goes back to Ray Donovan, even, like, he was his own little PR person. I think it's just so hard to trust the media because we're all like, oh, you can't trust the media. But then when it fits like a narrative that people like to conspire about, you're like, well, you're trusting the media. Like, at this point, I don't believe anything that I read. I don't believe anything about Britney Spears. I don't believe anything about Justin Timberlake. Everyone is just like hating Justin Timberlake right now, pro Britney. But 20 years ago, it was the opposite. Like, what is the truth?
Spin doctors.
And they had it right. Is that Spin Doctors?
I don't know.
Just go ahead. Yeah, it is.
What's his name? Denzel Washington once said, If you don't watch the news, you are disinformed. If you listen to the news, you're misinformed.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Wow, this was a heavy conversation.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we were here for that.
Well,
hopefully this brightens your day.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you later.
Okay. Yep.
Toodles.
Cockroach. 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 Cockroach
organism.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Beerley
and I'm Jennifer Chaikin
and we're licensed marriage and family therapists,
owners of The Therapy Group
and hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout,
making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how,
and work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.